people are so flaky about appreciating other people.
Oh.
Just a nice little thank you.
Yes. We had a great example of that this week.
Ah, one of our beautiful clients invited a friend of theirs to, because they want to do kind of a startup in the longevity field. And we made an appointment, we made time, and we normally never do this, but we do it for one of our beautiful clients.
Yes.
So we sat down with, Allie and I sat down with them and spoke for about what, an hour?
Almost an hour. We're not planning on it either. We're going to do 20 minutes maybe.
We're just sharing the knowledge. And he and his partner wanted to really do this kind of online system. And we shared our thoughts and 30 years of experience and asked all sorts of questions.
It was a pleasant conversation.
It was
fun. We enjoyed it, actually. They seemed very nice
We don't do it, and most people would never do this, because normally we'd say no because we don't share this information. But we did this because of our client that we value and care about, so we took our time out. However, after it's all said and done, zero text, zero thank you, zero email,
nothing,
donut hole.
It's amazing how, and these are not kids either. These are people that have started businesses, sold businesses. They're adults. They've been doing this a long time. They should have manners.
Well,
not even a thank you.
Will we do it again?
No.
We will never do it again. However, we will always value our clients, and we're always going to make sure that we will go exceed the expectations. So when a client asks us and we feel like it's a good feel, we'll still do it. However, we never expect those individuals to thank us. However, to your advantage, if you just write a note, send us text, send an email, just an appreciation that no one does anymore, just a thank you, unbelievable results.
Common manners. Even when we do interviews, it's amazing how many people do not follow up to say thank you. And these are people that are wanting to get a job, and they still don't, they don't send an email, they don't send a thank you, not a text, anything. And the ones that do, we're surprised. And usually we end up hiring them because they have manners. It's such basic.
Exactly. Stuff. As we always say, common sense is not that common. We give this book called The Polite Elephant. And it's really for little kids, but it's just saying, hey, you know what? Thank you. Share. Care. And you know what? You give that small book to them, and it's a huge result if you read it and do it. It's not just reading it. You got to execute it. It's not education. It's utilization of education and execution.
Yes. Even things like shaking hands. You know, so when someone comes into the facility and you look them in the eye, you stand up, you shake their hand. It's also amazing. It doesn't happen that often. You know, it's very sad.
You hear on the news, people do not know how to shake hands. They don't know how to look someone in the eye. And then they're sitting down. They don't get up to shake hands. They just sit there. First thing you do is, I am not going to hire you. I don't want to be around you. I said, you know what? We got to choose who you want to spend time with. I want to spend time with great people. People that want to be the best they could be. And just have fun.
Yes. Definitely.
We don't want to be around people that are just going to suck oxygen out of the room. Come on.
100%.
Share the oxygen.
Love it.